Part 1.
To listen to our weekly hour on conservation issues.
First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4.
Thank you very much for tuning in today to listen to our weekly hour on conservation issues. Last week we spoke about the impact of environmental changes on primates, and this week, to continue the theme, we have invited in a specialist by the name of Professor Andrew Ripley, all the way from USA, to tell us more about the problems faced by the cat family. Professor Ripley, thank you very much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So I understand that you spent a great proportion of your time travelling the globe and monitoring changes in population levels of the cat family.
Yes, that's correct. Of course, we're not talking about the domestic cat here, but their majestic cousins such as the lion, tiger and jaguar, to name but a few.
Which member of the cat family do you yourself find to be the most fascinating?
Well, I've spent a lot of time recently studying jaguars. But the lion is still my personal favourite. It is the world's most social cat, and unusual in the way in which it chooses to group together with others of its species. Prides of lions basking in the sunshine are probably one of people's most vivid perceptions of the African bush.
Yes, certainly. I totally agree with you. Can you tell me the current lion population in Africa these days?
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Well, it's very difficult to measure it accurately. Figures range from 100,000 to as few as 30,000. But it's generally estimated that there are 50,000. In order to maintain the population and protect the species from poachers, many are moved to protected areas.
Which member of the cat family do you feel is most at risk?
For different reasons, a number of species of the cat family are endangered, sometimes due to natural predators or environmental changes, but mainly because of the threat of hunters. For example, I'm sure you're aware the bones and body parts of tigers have been and still are traditionally used in medicines in the Far East. And because of this and the demand for medicine made from tiger parts, their numbers have been falling for some time. And to date, there are fewer than 6,000 tigers living in their natural habitat of the forests and plains of Asia.
What is being done to curb the population decrease?
Well, specialists such as myself work closely with conservationist groups such as the World Wildlife Federation, or WWF, to protect tigers from illegal hunting. WWF considers the drop in tiger numbers to be catastrophic, and they're working hard to conserve the populations in China, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Russia.
I understand that poaching is not the only problem faced by the leopard. Let me get this right. Is it the snow leopard which lives in the mountains in Asia?
Yes, it is. Poaching has been a problem, but not the most important. Its natural prey, the animals it hunts, is declining too. Its natural habitat in high-altitude areas, specifically the pastures, is threatened by the growth of agriculture. It is this that is causing the main problem for the snow leopard. It is going to be extremely difficult for numbers to recover. But again, the WWF has been working hard to continue to fund projects to aid the snow leopard in Nepal and Pakistan and hopefully Bhutan very soon.
Well, this is fascinating information you are giving us, Professor. We are just going into a short commercial break. When we come back, I have a few questions for you about the puma and the jaguar. Remember, listeners, there will be an opportunity to phone in and voice any opinions or questions you may have for the professor in 10 minutes.
That is the end of part one.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.